won. Arizona Senator John McCain won races in New York, New Jersey, California, and a number of other key states. He called them important victories in the closest contest the country has to a national primary election.
We won primaries in the West, the South, the Midwest, and the Northeast. And although I've never minded the role of the underdog, and have relished as much as anyone come from behind wins, tonight, I think we must get used to the idea that we are the Republican Party frontrunner for the nomination of the President of the United States.
In Democratic races, Senator Hillary Clinton won her home state of New York and neighboring New Jersey, and also scored other key wins around the country.
And tonight, in record numbers, you voted not just to make history, but to remake America. People in America, Samoa, Arkansas, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and the great state of New York.
Hispanic support helped Clinton clinch a win in California, which offers the largest number of delegates to the nominating conventions of both parties. As in most states, California's delegates will be proportioned among the vote-getters. Clinton's Democratic rival, Senator Barack Obama, scored important wins in his home state, Illinois, and in other parts of the country, from Alabama and Georgia in the south to the western states, Colorado and Utah.
Our time has come. Our movement is real. And change is coming to America.
On the Republican side, former Governor Mitt Romney had victories in states that include his home state, Massachusetts, in addition to Utah, Colorado, and Montana.
One thing that's clear is this campaign's going on.
Yeah! Republican Mike Huckabee won his home state, Arkansas, where he served as governor, and four states in the South, West Virginia, Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee. The one-time Baptist minister had limited financing, but challenged critics who said he was out of the race.
Over the past few days, a lot of people have been trying to say that this is a two-man race. Well, you know what? It is, and we're in it.
The presidential contests continue for both parties with upcoming primaries in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia February 12th, and Ohio and Texas March 4th. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.